Let's go live now to the White House. Karen Travers joining us, and we're inching closer and closer to the midterms. The president continuing to stump on the campaign trails, really using the migrant caravan as the main point that he thinks will drive voters to the polls.
Yeah, he's ramping up his rhetoric on this. He's using the caravan and fears about illegal immigration to rev up his base. This is going to be, as we've said, the center part of his argument for the next couple of days as he finishes off this campaign blitz between now and Monday night. The president will be in West Virginia and Indiana tonight, two states where there are Democratic senators in very tough reelection battles. You've got Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Joe Donnelly in Indiana. Remember, Joe Manchin voted for Brett Kavanaugh to confirm him to the Supreme Court. Joe Donnelly in Indiana did not. So you've got the president traveling to both of those places to rally Republicans, states he won in 2016. This is going to be the theme for the next couple of days. The president going to key Senate states that are having critical Senate races, trying to get people out to the polls between now and Tuesday.
Well, on the migrant issue, he's also threatening the use of force against them at the border.
Yeah, and this was in response to a question about whether or not the president envisions these troops that he's sending down to the border firing upon any of these people. And the president said, I hope there won't be that. But he says anybody throwing rocks, that's the president's scenario he threw out there. He said that would be considered a firearm and the military fights back. There was a considerable backlash to this last night. The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said that this is a wasteful deployment of overstretched soldiers and Marines, and he says this would be made much worse if they use forceful if they use force disproportional to the threat that they face. He also added they won't.
Now, where else will the president be between now and Election Day?
He will be heading to Georgia. He'll be in Tennessee. He'll be in Missouri. He'll be in Ohio and Florida over the next couple of days. This is really a critical time for the president. He's going to be holding multiple rallies over the next few days before coming back to Washington Monday night, and then nothing planned for Election Day itself.
All right. That's Karen Travers live at the White House this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.